0TR.
Tom, KO4HKX.
Hey, stranger. How you doing, Patrick? Good to hear you. Your ears must have been burning. I was talking about you this afternoon. It was, but anyways, you know Phil, don't you? W4NGU.
Talk to him in a while.
Right now as you can get, he bought his first new car. But I feel sorry for him. He bought a Buick.
Some decent stuff.
Opinion. Every time I see one, I say, Buick, beware, because there's an old person driving it, and that doesn't include me, Smarnelli, before you say it.
You couldn't drive a Buick anymore. You had to go to a Toyota.
How's your knee doing?
It's doing awesome. So I'm assuming it is. Don't want to know any different if it's not.
What's next on the agenda? Your maxi facial surgery so you get to looking like me?
I would not want to do that.
Well, Bernice, he'd be good looking then, wouldn't he? She ain't answering that because I'll slap her around if she does.
So how have you and Miss Bernice been doing? I hadn't talked to you in a day or two.
Oh, pretty good, but the dang internet's been out. I'm just about ready to change over to that Lumos Spectrum. Every time it storms, it seems like lately, they gets knocked out. My neighbor's got that Lumos, that new fiber optic. It's 1,000 gigabytes, I think. Anyways, maybe it's 1,000 megabytes, but it's a lot faster than Spectrum. I didn't change, but a lot of people in the neighborhood did. Oh, so I was going to try to use my iPhone to Bluetooth it over to the TV. But I don't know if I'm smart enough to do it or not. But I'm going to give it a try here in a little bit. But I told Bernice I'd rather see if Patrick or somebody was on the radio. And, several guys, a lot of times when I call out early, will sometimes come on, but I haven't been doing that because I haven't felt like it. And, I'm telling you, today was a lot better than the last two or three days, but it got pretty bad this afternoon. We was down at Taylor's. I told Bernice I wanted to get out of there fast. We went to Publix and got some chicken. Had to go to Walmart down there. They get hail. They got 1.25 inches hail down there the other day. I think you guys got clobbered with a pretty good one, too.
A hailstorm up here yesterday. About the size of a marble. So, you know what, 3/8 in diameter. Pretty good size. Lots of trees down. Knocked the power out last night. I didn't have power till about 2 o'clock this morning.
My neighbor Tim got knocked out, and I didn't know he was down at first, but he texted me and said that lightning hit the transformer over in front of Mark, my marine neighbor across the street. Well, just so happens, we never go out the front door, we always come in the side door, you know that, and I went to the front door, and I opened the door, and then I was looking out the screen door, and it's got solar reflector hit. I'm telling you, it just temporarily blinded me. I thought, well, I'm not going to stand here in front of the door anymore.
I think I sent you the video of the hailstorm up here on the porch yesterday, didn't I?
Yes, you did. And it looked like a real toad soaker. We got 2 inches. And then we got 400s after midnight, but he'd been out and had to go get the generator. I was talking to his wife, and she said Tim went to get the generator, and he's just got a little one. And when he's on generator, well, he don't have the sump pump in the basement, and his basement floods. if you don't have that. He's got that all dry system, and like we got, but I, knock on wood, never got a drop in the basement. But we had it installed before we moved here. I've been trying for years to get him to install it. Oh no, it cost too much money. Well, it was double by the time he done it. We done it about 12, 13 years ago, and well, it might have been 15. And I tried to talk him into it and took him the brochure. No, he ain't gonna do it. And the neighbor's basement flooded on the other side where Dave Watson used to live. About four times, the last time the insurance company said they wasn't going to pay for it, they had to pull out the sheetrock and everything. And I had taken them copies of the brochures, and they wouldn't do it. But they put $40,000 worth of solar on their roof. Duh.
For HX. Well, everybody's got their priorities, that's for sure. But Tom, I'm going to jump off here. My wife just brought me my supper, so I'm going to eat it and listen to the net, and I'll catch you on there. But you and Miss Bernice have a good evening, and good to hear you. KO4HGX, I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Okay, Patrick, hello to Elise for us. And I'm having a ginger ale and one of Bernice's homemade oatmeal cookies that you like so well. Talk to you later. And yeah, Phil was pretty happy. He said he'd never ever bought a new car. This was his first one. I couldn't imagine that, because he drove that old Mercedes for years, and it was a honey of a car. So I don't blame him for hanging on to it. I don't know if he traded that in or what. Take care. KO4HK. Come see us in 0TR. QLG in 0TR. QLG in 0TR. 0TR clear.